Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes O'Rourke. The throw to Thurston covering the plate. The slide. O'Rourke is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. There goes Mostill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Fouck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards left. Wingo chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Wingo. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Kham moves to second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kham scores. Schalk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. There goes Thurston trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball for an out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Rip Collins. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke has Collins trapped. There's the throw to Woodall and over to Haney, who tags Collins for the out. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.